This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Let's talk to Elliot. Obviously, always on the scene covering the Eagles for us here at WIP. He'll be down in the Big Easy coming up next week, and he joins us right now. And Elliot is obviously before Beat the Hammer. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing this morning?
Quite a bit, buddy.
Super.
So let's just start Brandon Graham, but then we'll go from there. The BG News. I mean, my interpretation yesterday, we played the audio a short time ago of what he said after practice. I mean, to me, Elliot, he sounds very much like a player who's totally intending to play in the Super Bowl. Is that your interpretation?
Yeah, without question. Without question. I think you always keep your fingers crossed because he does have, I guess it'd be 5 practices between now and the game, and you hope that nothing happens in terms of a re-injury or anything like that. But I think just has a couple next 5 days of practice, he will be playing in the Super Bowl. And you can just see the look on his face. He intends to play. I don't think the Eagles would let him get to this point if they weren't going to allow him to play. So I expect Brandon to be suited up in the Super Bowl.
Of course. He's out there. There's no turning back
now. He's going. Hey, Elliot, give us another storyline or two that was top of mind from practice yesterday and everything that you consumed reporting on the club.
Yeah, so I would just say that the health of this team is actually in a pretty good place. I know people are worried about Landon and Cam, and understandably those are, you know, kind of serious injuries to be dealing with. But I expect this team to have everybody full go in the Super Bowl when they play in 2 weeks. I think the 2 weeks between the game, these 2 games obviously sucks for fans. It feels like a long wait. But I think it's really good for this team. So you said, as we just said, Brandon is coming back. And then also Landon and Cam, I fully expect to play. I think it'll be good for AJ and Goddard to get some time to rest that they wouldn't otherwise. So I think this team is going into the Super Bowl, much like they did in 2022, like fully healthy and ready to go.
Elliot, what are Landon and Cam's injuries specifically? We know that Landon put the brace on partway through the first half, and then he couldn't finish the second half of our last game.
Yeah.
But we don't know the specifics on that. Do you?
So I know Landon's dealing with a knee injury, and obviously Cam's dealing with that back injury. So, I do understand, again, given what the injuries are, I mean, this isn't like, you know, a thumb they're dealing with, that it is something that will be concerning. But if there are 2 players on the team that I think could play through pretty much anything, we already saw it with Cam last week in the back, and Landon, I think, might be the toughest player on the team in terms of playing through injuries. So, I don't know the specific medical diagnosis of the knee injury, but I do know that I expect them to be out there.
So how is the team dealing with the Kellen Moore situation? Is there Is there something that, I don't know, like has been said? I don't even understand how this would work. It sounds like he's the front runner for that job, for the city, you know, for the team that plays in the town that everyone's going to right now. This is the weirdest scenario ever, isn't it? Or, well, I guess it can be familiar because we did see it.
If it feels bad again, that would be the weirdest, but I get your point.
Or if Brandon Graham gets a strip sack at the end to win the game, that'd be pretty weird.
Weird good. Yeah. But, Elliot, it does stink that this is going on, and maybe it stinks more for next year. Maybe it stinks more for this game. What do you think?
But, yeah, is it a thing that's going to have to be managed? Is it becoming a big deal?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think the team thought the Gannon thing in 2022 was a big deal. They didn't like that they found out at the last minute. Like, that was more their issue, I believe, than the idea that the defense struggled in that game because of Gannon taking an interview. I mean, Kellen's already been interviewed before. He was interviewed a few nights ago. So at this point, I would guess the interview process is probably over until the game ends in 2 weeks here. I know he better fly back on the team plane. That was a mistake Gannon made. That
yeah, yeah, totally.
I think the issue at this point would more be about replacing him in next year than it would be any distraction for this game.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Elliot? Like, this is a huge chance, a huge opportunity, and this is sort of the calm before the storm. How is Elliot Shore Parks doing before the Super Bowl?
Well, I appreciate you asking, Rich. You're always the one to ask, and that means a lot. So I would say that, you know, I'm feeling good, but what's crazy is, and this actually speaks to how well the Eagles have been run, like, this will be the third Super Bowl I cover. I mean, you think of some of, like, the great beat writers that have covered, like, you know, Rube, Ray, Mark Echo, like, those, like, they didn't
what
really
a privilege.
Cover, what, they're, like, one Super Bowl, two, so, like, at this point, it almost kind of feels like a habit. Like, I'm used to it. I know what to expect. I've done it. So, you know, I'm certainly very excited for it. But the Eagles are clicking on all cylinders, and I've been lucky enough to be around for that.
Yeah,
so
very cool.
Crazy.
Yeah, Elliot with us right now. Pete and Hammer coming up in about 10 minutes. Elliot, Sirianni alluded to maybe doing some things different this time, but wouldn't specify what they would be. And that's, you know, on brand for him to not let you too much behind the curtain. If you had a guess, or maybe you already see something from a practice standpoint, what do you think he might do different this time than 2 years ago in the preparation process?
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
So I was a little surprised that they're actually practicing 3 days, or they're practicing more than I thought. I thought it would just be walkthroughs for this week. And I do wonder, so I sat down yesterday and I rewatched the last Super Bowl with the Chiefs, watched the whole thing. And one thing that really stuck out to me was that the Chiefs were the tougher team in that game. Like, I don't know if we realized that at the time. I don't remember talking about that after the game. But when you watch that game, the Chiefs ran, like, through the Eagles, and they hit harder than the Eagles did. And I do wonder if in a year where there's been an emphasis on practicing harder and there's been an emphasis on being the tougher team, if getting the players out on the field, even if just for the 2 or 3 days it is, instead of giving them a walkthrough and letting them fully rest, I do wonder if that has something to do with it.
I love that. I love the fact that Brandon Graham, while he was out there, I mean, it was very important to me that he was in shoulder pads. Like, the team, they weren't out there in shells or whatever they call those little fake things that they put on just to help keep their you know, the tops of their shoulders from getting scratched up or something. They were in pads helmets, and they were hitting. And that that's sort of the hallmark of this team. That's a spectacular display, once again, of a group of guys who actually want to put the work in. Brandon Graham, who's going out there, like, that's not easy going back out there. Like, as soon as you're getting right back into the swing of things, testing that tricep that you're taking on full on, like, kickout blocks,
right?
You know, in practice. More power to Nick Sirianni and those players on that captain's council for the way that they lay it out for this team.
Yeah.
They hit and they work, and that's why part of why they're so great.
I like it a lot. All right, Elliot, Pete DeHammer coming up in 5 minutes. Let me remind everyone right now, fifth caller on the contest line, caller number five. You can compete and Pete DeHammer. That's at 215-988-1258. Fifth caller at 215-988-1258 for Pete DeHammer. Final thing, Elliot. You heard the afternoon show, I don't know, nonsense about us yesterday. Do you think they're jealous of us with the morning show?
I don't want to get involved in this.
Elliot!
But you know it's true. The movie shaming is a real thing, though. The movie shaming is a real thing.
It is a real thing.
Devin and me are the two that get killed on that front. So.
Yeah, Joe, I think we can all agree, you know, it's okay to not watch old movies.
It really basically comes from Richie and Seltzer, just to be clear. You know what?
I think I stand by it.
One of their five points wasn't so bad.
Yeah,
I kind of like that afternoon show. All right, Elliot, stay well, pal. We'll talk to you quite a bit next week when you're down there in New Orleans. And thanks for hopping on. Thanks, Elliot.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Elliot. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.